wanted to call in and congratulate the OG, my man Rick Ross, because what he said is true. I said, please listen to this song. It's not for anybody else. It's for you.
Clark. Not to cut you off, but to be honest, what you fucking said was, nigga, this beat for you, and don't put nobody on it, nigga.
Exactly. That's what I said. I said, this is for you. Don't put none of your friends. Don't put no other artists. I said, this is your beat. It was made, and it was made for you. And when my manager was just on the phone with you, like, he could tell you when it was done, I said, this is for Ross. This is for Ross. Don't give it to nobody else. I'm going to call my man Safe for me that day. I'm going to call Khaled. This dude has to have this beat. It's for him. And I just want to say thank you for fucking with it. I know I've been in around for a minute. I left the production for a minute because I hated the music game. But one thing I love is the music. And what you did to the song, thank you. I just want to say thank you. And trust me.
And, man, and I got so much to cut you off, homie. But to me, that's what hip-hop is about. It's about different elements coming from different places, you know, just to bring us all, you know, what we grew up on. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that I'm most proud about for me is being colorblind, meaning it don't matter where you from. If you from L.A., if you from New York, if you from, and you making that dope music, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a dude, man, that's going into my fourth album. I never had a Pharrell beat. I never had a beat that was from the super, you know what I mean? So I just been blessed to, you know what I'm saying, work with people like Clark Kent that saw my vision and knew what would gel nice with me. So I salute you, big homie, and the great producers that step up to the plate like that.
I do want to say this, though, and I have to say this very clearly. Yes. Yeah, that's some us shit. But the Remedy, my partners, are fucking monsters, and everything we drop this year is gonna be ugly, just like that. And if I can, I swear we got more for you, Ross.
And man, that's what it's about, man. I appreciate it, man, and I appreciate you coming on the call just to show motherfuckers. You know, not only is this just a record that they playing, but we love this, man. You know what I'm saying? We love the music that we putting out, and it's just not about a quick spin. You know what I'm saying? I love the longevity. I love when I come to different markets and there's DJs that just been embracing the nigga from day one. You know what I mean? That's just like scoring that touchdown with your football team. And that's just what I want to let everybody know that's supporting Rick Ross, my whole movement. Clark Kent, thank you. Every DJ that's on this line, thank you. And, of course, I got to thank that number one team, that Def Jam label that's behind a lot of these, you know, moves that we putting together, man.
All right, yo, Clark Kent, man, appreciate you for calling up, my brother.
This is what we supposed to do. I'm a DJ first.
All right, that's what it is, man.